On ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory, this is Michaela Simpson.
It can be tough being a woman, but being homeless, displaced, broke, and feeling completely alone as a woman can be even harder to deal with, because once a month, something on the dot, your period comes. And when you haven't got enough money to buy a pad or a tampon or a clean and safe home to get changed in, having your period can feel like one of the hardest things to deal with. But one Australian foundation is trying to change that. In a world first, Share the Dignity Australia is launching free tampon and pad vending machines all around the country to give women some much needed support. Rochelle Courtney is the founder of Share the Dignity and she joins me this morning. Tell me a little bit about how the idea for a free tampon and pad vending machine came about.
Yeah, certainly. Well, it was 2 years ago now that we started Share the Dignity when I read an article that talked about homeless women and the grand amount of numbers that we do have homeless of 55,000 women. But then what happens when they are homeless and don't have the basic of necessities? And so we do our collection drives twice a year in April and August to collect pads and tampons. But it was really a picture that I saw floating around. It was this massive big pink vending machine. And in that instant, I thought, how cool would it be if we could have a free vending machine that could go into homeless hubs and schools that, you know, where people couldn't afford the basic necessities. And that started us on this 18-month track of trying to find somebody who could help us make that vending machine. And, of course, vending machine suppliers are there to make money. So to get one that was able to be made so that the vending machine was free was really quite hard. So, yeah, so that it has been a long time in the planning. And we also did the vending machine so that it was free and dispensed this precious little pack of 2 pads and 6 tampons, but also so that it only vended every 10 minutes. So that stopped people being silly and wasting them.
So how is it going to work exactly? What do you have to do when you walk up to this vending machine?
Yeah, so all you do is simply press the button. The vending machine does say this is free. It is only placed really in places where homeless women and girl, poverty-stricken girls go. So yep. In your instance, in the Northern Territory, we have worked really closely with the Community Inclusion Coordinator and the City of Darwin to find the right locations. And so this, your first one in Darwin is going into the disabled toilets located next to the Darwin City Public Library. And so we know that lots of homeless women are in that area and they can get pads and tampons. But they, in this situation, they don't have to ask anyone. They just help themselves. They press a button, out comes the period pack, and that allows them a little bit more dignity for that day.
It might seem like a bit of a simple question, but why do you think it is so important to have machines like these around Australia?
I'll give you a great example of we give out pads and tampons to all of the domestic violence refuges and all the homeless hubs. And we would like to think we're starting to get into some of those poverty-stricken schools. But I was in a place in Melbourne where we installed a machine. Now, if I was a woman, and I am clearly, walked up to the counter and I wanted a packet of pads and tampons, which are kept upstairs, I would have to ask at a counter where there may be 2 men, 3 women, and then all behind you is all homeless people who have come in for the day into the homeless area. And you know what? 60% of the women that we asked said they still wouldn't walk up to the counter and they have a home and dignity and feel respected. So it's that period shame thing that we just find really hard to move. And you know, when you already don't feel great about yourself, the fact that you've got to ask just for the basic of necessities is really embarrassing. Our next priority is to get it into a public school in Darwin, so Dripstone Middle School or Sanderson Middle School. That's a priority, but each machine costs us $9,000 each. So we are an Australian charity. We're only 2 years old. We have already funded 30 machines to roll out across Australia. So whenever people make donations, they know that that donation has a direct impact on a woman or girl in need. That's our only thing that's holding us up now. So we would love one in Alice Springs, obviously, as well. But, you know, there's probably 5 key locations in Northern Territory that we'd like to be rolling out the machines. You know, if people just donated the price of a cup of coffee, you know, or a wine that they would normally have this afternoon, you know, that makes a difference. It's all those little amounts that also make a difference. But we are having a Yoga for Dignity on the 2nd of September. So turning up and uniting for every woman and child that doesn't have a bed that night. You've got classes in Darwin and in Alice Springs, there's lots of ways that you can make a difference. So, you know, if even in your workplace, if you have workplace giving, if ABC Radio wanted to say, hey, let's all get an ABC Radio vending machine, you know, let's all get together and make a difference. It's so easy to make a difference that way.
Share the Dignity is up for an International Innovation Award for this vending machine. So how does it make you feel knowing that there are people out there who are going to feel more empowered and dignified with the help of your invention?
I know that we're not going to hear people raving about it from the rooftops that they were able to have Dignity that day. But you know what? We sleep so much better knowing that what we do makes a real difference to somebody. We can't solve homelessness today. We can't solve domestic violence, but we can give people back their dignity. A period, pack at a time.